Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a great day for a round of golf. You could play up at Turtle Bay today where the surf is pumping. The north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, and Molokai, and the north facing shores of Maui under a high surf advisory. They're waiting. They're hoping because Eddie would go. That would be hot if Waimea would break. Okay, we're going to have a partly sunny day today with scattered showers. The trades are 15 to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 35, local gusts to 50. Boy, this is a wind game today, isn't it? The high today, about 83 beautiful degrees. And our first guest this morning, Nancy Cross, tournament director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at the Kapalua Plantation course on beautiful Maui. It's less than a month away. It's January 9th to the 12th. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, custom, or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Hoipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
Well, if you'd like to play a round at Poipu Bay, you're going to have to wait until this afternoon because the Waimea High School Shotgun Tournament, it's underway this morning. There's an 11:20, a 12 o'clock, and a 1:20 for you. And we're all about finding you the best deals and the best Christmas gifts we can find, holiday gifts for you. There's a table at Poipu Bay with a head, Link Soul, Adidas, and Ashworth at 40% off, plus the holiday sale. You can buy one, get one 60% off on apparel for men and women. Golf shoes, putters, golf bags, 20% off. Golf clubs, 30% off. And there's a special deal they've got going on. If you buy a gift certificate for a foursome at the Kama'aina level, of course, you've got to bring your driver's license. Everybody's got to be a Kama'aina, someone who lives on Kauai. It's $250 for that foursome. Plus, you get one free round of golf. And you don't have to play this month. It's valid for one full year. And when that certificate is redeemed, all players must present their valid Hawaii driver's license. Indeed, we are playing golf today. But coming up, the private jets are going to line up Kapalua Airport. It's going to be an awesome event. It's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Nancy Cross is the tournament director. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
It's really an exciting time for Maui, for just the islands in general. The television coverage that we get is amazing on Golf Channel. We're looking for volunteers, for drivers, for marshals, for ShotLink, gallery control. Awesome opportunities. We're going to be talking about the Hyundai Hope for Wheels. The Aloha Kickoff features the traditional Hawaiian blessing about 40 minutes before the first tee time, I believe it is. Is that when the Aloha Kickoff is?
Yes, it'll be Friday, and Clifford Na'oli, the Ritz-Carlton Cultural Advisor, each year organizes a beautiful blessing and ceremony, and that'll take place about 9:30 on Friday, January 9th. Danielle, I heard you talking about some great holiday offers. I just wanted to mention on MauiNow.com, we've got a great Kama'aina offer to buy one ticket, get one free. And if you go to pjtour.com/Hyundai, we have a holiday offer of 20% off if you buy two clubhouse tickets. So just wanted to throw that in.
Absolutely, because this is the time when we want to find something that's really special for that certain someone who is a golfer or loves the game, wants to really experience the best of the best, the champions, right?
Yes, and we do get calls. You know, people say, you know, they're flying in. It's my husband's birthday. It's our anniversary. We wanted to do something, you know, extra special. What is it that you have for that? And we have a great Inside the Ropes package, which includes an honorary observer slot. And people get really a once-in-a-lifetime perspective where you get to walk inside the ropes for a championship round with one of our elite field, and this you can choose the day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, and you really are walking right inside the ropes during a competitive round, and it also includes a preferred parking pass, right, so you can come right up to the course, a shirt, a golf cap, and two weekly clubhouse tickets. That's $900, and then you can also get the same thing with access to our private skybox seating on number 18 for two, and that one is a $2,000 package. So if anyone's interested in that, you would have to call us directly at 808-665-9160.
665-9160. 808-665-9160. Honorary observer. I was fortunate and I got to be an honorary observer during the Sony Open. I was also an honorary observer at Kapolei for the Champions Tour. It is an amazing experience. I don't know if they'll do this during the Hyundai, but they actually announce you. You know how they announce the players?
Oh, yes. You definitely get announced. You know, the player always comes up and says hi. So it is really neat, as you know, you've experienced it, Danielle.
And then you walk the entire around all 18 holes. You walk with the players all the way through. You're behind them, of course, at the proper distance, so you're not interfering with their game. But you get to hear the interaction. You get to watch them interact with their caddies, choose the clubs. You learn a lot as an honorary observer.
It's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. As you said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So if you'd like to be an honorary observer, Inside the Ropes package, $900, get this once-in-a-lifetime experience, this perspective for a friend of yours, for your husband, for your wife. It's wonderful. Maybe if there's a couple of you, you know, and you can give each one, both of your partners, you can give them that experience. They can go together and just have the time of their life. And they get the preferred parking pass, a golf shirt, a golf cap, two weekly clubhouse tickets. That's good for Friday through Monday. That's 9th of January through the 12th of January. And then the Inside the Ropes and Skybox package for $2,000. Gives you the admittance for two to that exclusive skybox seating on the 18th green of the Plantation course. With beer, wine, poo-poos served, it's going to be quite the event. You really feel special. But you make everybody feel special at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Maui.
Well, we try to make it a good family event. Children 18 and under get in for free with a ticketed adult. And we also, obviously honor military. If you go online, Quicken Loans assists with that program. Any active military, retired, et cetera, can get free admittance for them and their families. And a veteran can get a complimentary ticket, daily ticket.
This is really good.
It's neat.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is the first time. You know, caddies, they're such an important part of the team that makes up the player. He's got his physio guy. He's got you know, his mental coach. He's got his swing coach. He's got his short game coach. He's got the people who help him with his dressing and his scheduling and all of those. But the caddy is with him all the time. And sure, they make good money if the player's doing well, as all of these players are all champions from the 2014 season playing the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. That's how you get in. So these caddies are doing okay, but this is really cool. For the first time, this is a regular tour event now, I believe, isn't it? But the first time, if a player gets a hole-in-one, the caddy also wins the car?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's going to be on hole number 8. So if a player gets a hole-in-one, and I think Lucas Glover is the only one that has won in the past, but if a professional any day makes a hole-in-one on number 8, he wins a brand-new, unbelievable Genesis, but his caddy is going to win the Santa Fe Sport. So that is just an unbelievable, you know, fun, great thing, and I hope it really happens. As you said, these caddies are, you know, oftentimes partners with these guys, good friends, you know, like Matt Kuchar has Lance Bennett. You know, so it would be a really fun thing. I hope it happens, you know, during our tournament, which January 8th through the 12th. So it will be fun to see what happens there.
It will be. Does every person who wins on the PGA Tour get a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses?
Well, you know, when they win, we send them a congratulatory note, and we send them a certificate for Maui Jim, who's been a great supporter of ours. And we say, you know, it's time to get in the Maui frame of mind. And, you know, the players and their families, you often hear it, when they win, they're excited, whatever tournament they won, but they're also, oh, great, my wife's going to be so happy. We're going to Maui, Hawaii, and to Kapalua. And that's a great, really great thing to hear. You know, Jeff Ogilvie, our 2-time champion, said he was really more excited about that than, you know, qualifying for another event. So we've got a great field of guys. We try to make it really fun for them. You know, we've already got them calling us up to book whale watches and fishing on the Maui Jim boat. But we also offer them, you know, an opportunity to go out on the 7 tour line with Kapalua zip lines. We offer them facials and massages at Spa Montage, you know, dining certificates if they want to, Merriman's, which is a great restaurant, Plantation House. So we really try to, you know, give them the great Maui experience.
I was wondering, whenever you think of Maui, you think of going up to the top of Haleakala to see the sunrise. I know some players come for a couple of weeks. They bring their whole families. Do you know if they take up that? That's a trek. You really have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to get up to the top of the mountain, but it's a fabulous experience.
Yeah, you know, they do have to practice, but, you know, they definitely want to get out in the water and see the whales. That's you know, off. Obviously, a thrilling experience for even those of us who have lived here all these years. But yes, they do sometimes get around and explore the island. But fishing and whale watching, you know, are great. Some of them in the past, Adam Scott has tried surfing with Kelly Slater. You know, so the Kapalua zip line is a pretty exciting thing to try too. So yeah, they really enjoy it. Of course, beach time, pool time. You know, so they really enjoy their time on Maui.
If you'd like to get tickets, these are great stocking stuffers. And right now, did you say it's buy one, get one free at Maui
That's
Now?
Well, if you go to MauiNow.com, then there's a link that will hook you up to buy one, get one free. That's our Kama'aina offer. Because we really do thank the community for supporting us all these years and supporting our charities. Yeah, that's where you go for that. For the 20% off the clubhouse tickets, that would be on pgatour.com/Hyundai. Danielle, I'd love to mention another great activity, you know, because Hyundai really has supported our community as well. And on Saturday, January the 10th at 7:30 a.m., this is the third year that they are running the Hope on Wheels 5K Run Walk. And this takes place at Whalers Village. And it's, you know, it really supports the Kapi'olani Medical Center for Women and Children. And if you are in the run, you're also going to get tickets to come to the tournament. So get up early Saturday morning, go for a good walk or run, and then come out to the tournament. And you can sign up for that at www.HyundaiHopeOnWheels.org/5K.
Okay. You know, a lot of these things, what I found the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour just by putting into the Google search engine, PGA Tour
sure.
Hyundai, right? So don't try to remember everything if you're driving. A lot of it, you just go into the search engine, you know, and you'll find it if you just ask Google, and it's amazing. Then the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is really very a cool spot because you get the special savings holiday offer. You have the behind the scenes at Kapalua. You have the See Who Has Committed for 2015. There's that link too. So there's tickets, hospitality, volunteer, local info, charities, sponsors, everything's there at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at the PGA Tour website. Speaking of, let's go back to volunteer. Did we get all the volunteers we need?
Well, we are doing real good with that, so thanks for your help with that. I think we're just looking for some drivers for our transportation team, you know, and that means, you know, shuttling spectators, moving them up from the Ritz-Carlton, Kapalua up to the course. It also includes picking up professionals and taking them to and from the airport. So we do still need a little help with that, and again, if you go to our website, pgatour.com/Hyundai, there's an online registration link. You know, we've got some great guys coming out. We're so excited. Of course, our defending champion, Zach Johnson, who played very well last week. But we've got Bubba, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, Jason Day, just a great field of guys. And, you know, a lot of those new young 20-somethings that are coming up
yes.
and really need to come out and check them out Thursday through Monday. Thursday's our pro-am. So come on out for a great week and a great family event.
And speaking of Jason Day, he and Cameron Tringali just happened to be in the lead at the Shark Shootout. So, yes, Jason's got his game on. And
yeah.
it's like Cameron said, as Jason is long and straight, and that's and Zach Johnson is amazing. Bubba Watson, Hunter Mahan, a wonderful field. We won't know everybody who's committed to come until would they have a week ahead of the start to actually commit?
Well, correct. They don't have to officially qualify till the Friday before, but of course, you know, being that we're in Hawaii, you know, several of them have booked their accommodations, so we've got a pretty good, you know, feel for who's coming out. But, you know, it's going to be, you know, very exciting. We've got the rookie of the year, Justin Hadley, and, you know, just like I said, our two-time past champion, Jeff Ogilvie. We've got Camilo DeJagas back, and Charlie Hoffman. Just, you know, a really, oh, and of course, I'm super excited about, you know, a major championship winner, Angel Cabrera. So we'll be great.
Oh, Angel Cabrera's coming too, isn't this? This is going to be a great year. You got to come to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and you can get your tickets. If you go to MauiNow.com, you get 2-for-1. Let me ask you a final question. I understand the pro-am. Do you have one or two pro-ams?
We have one pro-am on Thursday. It includes an all-amateur event the Wednesday before. And we are currently sold out,
okay.
Which is great news. But, you know, you never know. Sometimes we get a spot back. So we do have a wait list if anyone would like to play. you know, but luckily we are sold out. It's a great opportunity. You know, you're playing with a champion. We're the only tour where you're guaranteed to play with a champion, you know, from the prior year. So a very unique pro-am, you know, it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, it is going to be a great week, and I look forward to seeing you. Nancy Cross, Tournament Director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Nancy, are you the only woman tournament director?
Well, you know, my real title is Executive Director, but I think there's maybe a couple, but very few. You know, it is kind of a male-dominated field, but I'm very happy to have been involved in tournaments for many, many years, and it's been super fun. And, you know, we look forward, you know, to bringing this event, you know, to Maui and helping our charities, and just, you know, really showcasing Maui to the world, like you said, via the Golf Channel. Another great thing is we're going to be having the NBC production team and announce team coming out, even though it is on the Golf Channel. So we've got, you know, the really top guys, Johnny Miller will be out, and Dan Hicks, and, you know, they'll really do a great job on the telecast for us.
Thank you so much, Nancy Cross, for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Danielle. And if anyone has any questions, we're at 808-665-9160. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha, Nancy.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Stephen Yellen. He's coming to Hawaii to work with the University of Hawaii women's golf team. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is
The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winners-only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I say let's give away some Bridgestone golf balls. The Fix. Are you a weekend warrior? Are you a recreational golfer? You go out and you have some fun. Well, let's give you some golf balls that make fun just a little bit more fun on the golf course. It's the Bridgestone Golf Fix, F-I-X. And as they say, I should say that it's not exactly sure what soft gradational core means. Can you not say it either? Yes, but for you it means longer distance. That's according to David Faraday. David Faraday also says, you may not be a dancer, but the soft cover will mean more time on the dance floor. And if this ball doesn't fix your game, you could always be an announcer. Maybe not, but this game is good for your game if you're a recreational golfer or you'd like to give a dozen to a friend. Just give us a call at 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. You're the ninth caller. You are the winner. And now we're going to talk to someone who makes people winners. His name is Stephen Yellen. Fluid Motion. He works with David Ledbetter. David Ledbetter wrote the preface to his new book. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, Danielle, to be on your show again.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we've talked about the frontal cortex getting in the way of our game, right?
That is correct. It's the intellect.
And what is it about the intellect that gets in the way?
Well, what happens is the way the whole thing is set up is that there's many different ways to teach someone how to play golf, and there's many different ways to play golf, but there's only one way that fluid motion is produced in a golf swing, or for that matter, any motion in any sport. And that's when the prefrontal cortex, which is the intellect, does not disturb the signal to generate a motion. And if the signal goes right to the motor system, and it's the motor system which communicates with the body to produce the motion. But all the golfers out there, I'm sure they know that once they start thinking about something too intently, then the swing starts to break down. And that's why you have to keep the prefrontal cortex, the intellect, offline.
So it's the sinking thinking that gets in our way. We have to stop it from being involved, and we have to get our body acting instinctively involved. And through transcendental meditation, you discovered fluid motion. And I love what David Ledbetter wrote in the prefix here. He said, if you have worked hard, the preface, if you have worked hard on your game or are simply frustrated with your inconsistency and suffer from paralysis through analysis, FMF could help you immeasurably. I am a big advocate of technology to assist us to improve. We use it all the time at our academies, but FMF is a great counterbalance to this high-tech world we live in. And we just think too much. Now, I understand you're coming to Hawaii, and you're going to be
I'm so excited.
Yes. Tell us, how did the University of Hawaii women's golf team get in touch with you, and how did this all come about?
Well, I've been working with a number of college teams and having some really good success. I work with the team from SMU. All the girls went through the program, and they won a big tournament, the East-West Challenge up in University of Michigan, beating Ohio State and UC Davis in match play, which was probably the biggest win they've ever had in their school history. And then Mary Lou Moeffler, who is the golf coach at University of Washington, she's been there 33 years and is in the College Collegiate Hall of Fame, got a hold of me, and she went through my online program, and she was so fascinated with that. She said, Steve, I have to come out and see you in person. So she came out to Iowa and said, we spent 2 or 3 days together, and then she invited me to come to work with her team in Seattle. So I came out, and it rained every day, but if you have a good jacket in Seattle, you're in good shape. all the girls went through the program, and the next week they won the Pac-12 preview tournament in Hawaii by 11 strokes. all the big schools. And Lori Castillo, who has a stellar background in golf in Hawaii.
Know her well.
Yeah. She and Mary Lou are very good friends. So, you know, when you hear about something good, you want to share it with people you care most about. So she called up Lori, and I sent Lori the book, and she absolutely loved it and said, I want to bring you in. So I'm going there on January 21st.
January 21st? How long will you be staying?
I'm going to work with them for 3 days. I'm going to work with Lori and her assistant coaches for 1 day, so they go through the program separately, and then I'm going to work with the team on 2 consecutive days.
How do you work with people on something as, you know, it's not like you can say, okay, let's watch you on the video. Let's check your swing speed with this machine. How do you work with a student?
You know, it's a very interesting response I'm going to give, and that is, it doesn't matter what level the golfer is, they will receive the exact same program. It doesn't matter if it's a collegiate golfer or a junior high school golfer or someone who's on the PGA Tour. So when I teach, I give the exact same instruction. And the reason why I'm able to do this is that the dynamics of producing fluid motion are identical in every individual. And it doesn't matter if that individual is at a very high level of playing or just a beginning level of playing. It's like everyone, the dynamics that allow someone to walk smoothly are identical whether it's a 8-year-old child or an Olympic athlete. So I teach everyone the same, and they all go through identical learning curves. So you don't have to sort of tailor the program to the psychophysiology or background of a golfer.
Interesting. We're talking with Stephen Yellen, the fluid motion factor. Stephen Yellen developed a revolutionary training program that allows athletes to be more consistent. And his company works with the MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL, PGA, LPGA, Asia Tour, mini tours. His partner is the former Kansas City Royal World Series hero of Buddy Biancolin. I'm wondering, when you start, tell us a little bit about how you discovered, and we talk about the zone, being in the zone,
mm-hmm.
and you
right.
hear athletes say something like, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing.
Right. You know, I'll tell you the story of that, but I just want to, you mentioned something very interesting. Athletes don't know what really they're doing when they play their best. Well, you know, Tiger tells a story, and it's in my book, that if you didn't understand the dynamics of how fluid motion is produced, you would think it's something from the Twilight Zone. And he says, and I'm quoting, there have been key shots in major tournaments where I took the club out of the bag and I didn't remember anything until I saw the ball land on the green, which is highly unusual because from a spectator's viewpoint, because Johnny Miller or Nick Faldo are in the booth saying, look at Tiger's focus, look at his concentration, look at his determination, look at his will to win, and what is Tiger's inner experience? I don't remember it. And Bubba Watson said the same thing. When he was asked, after he won the Masters last year, he was asked, or this year actually, he was asked, Bubba, what was your game plan on the last 9 holes? And his response was, I don't remember anything about the last 4 holes. Now, this sort of goes against the grain because people think more focus, more concentration, more determination equates to better execution. And as it turns out, that's not 90% wrong. That's actually 100% wrong. That people, when they play their best, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Danielle, because you've played a lot of golf, they wouldn't characterize their best ball striking days as more focus and concentration. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. It's when I'm not thinking or when I'm relaxed. When I'm
right.
relaxed and I'm just, I just go, I just do it.
Right. So the key is, and the $64,000 question is, how do I systematically get in that state? Because, and of course this has nothing to do with sports psychology. I actually have no background in sports psychology. That state just shows up on your doorstep. It lasts as long as it wants, a shot, a hole, a round. a tournament for the great ones, a career, and then it leaves. And when it leaves, it's like, you know, the pretty girl left you at the dance. You're looking around. Where is she? What's going on?
So how do I harness it?
Make the pretty girl your wife. So I'll tell you, because you asked the question how I came upon this, and it is an interesting story. My background actually is not in golf. My background is in tennis. And I had a good career as a junior tennis player in Florida, and I had a good career playing for the University of Pennsylvania in college. But when I was a senior at Penn, I had this extraordinary zone experience. It was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. And, you know, I was a pretty good player. I was a state champ. I was a state high school singles champ in Florida.
Wow.
But I wasn't a national champ. So I was sort of in the middle of the food chain kind of thing, you know. And for the first time, I experienced what these top five players feel when they play. And the experience was just complete freedom, just unbelievable. Like you're just let out of the cage. And I sat down after I played. And I couldn't move for about 10 minutes. It was so overwhelming. It was very much a spiritual experience. I was just overwhelmed. And I thought about it 24/7 for 2 or 3 days because I had to figure out why did this happen. Something must have precipitated, allowed me to have this experience. And I came up with it. I finally realized what it was. It was very black and white. It was not touchy-feely. It was not a gray area. I knew exactly what I had to set up when I taught someone to play tennis, to at least have a better chance of having this experience. And I thought it would take 2 or 3 years to come up with this, but I was a little off in the time calculation. It really took a lifetime. It took over 35 years to come up with this program.
You took 35 years for you to be able to put it in words and to be able to teach it? Because you figured it out in 3 or 4 days. Is that what you're saying?
I figured out what the goal was.
Okay.
This is what I had to do. Now, the actual steps to get there, because you can't philosophize with this and tell someone, okay, I want you to be relaxed, or I want you to experience time moving slow, or this, you know, that's phony baloney. That's out the window in, you know, one shot.
Right, right.
So the reason why it took so long is that when a golfer has their best ball striking days and they walk off the course and you ask them, Stephen, why did you play so well today? For the most part, they don't really know why they played so well. They just sort of fell into that space. Well, that space is a very delicate space. It has its own nuances. It has its own laws of nature. It has its own laws of motion. And it took me a lifetime to not only figure out all the nuances of the space, but how to set up a program that would allow someone to reset the clock when they get out of it.
Wow. So Stephen calls this process the fluid motion factor. It's not based on sports psychology, but on how the mind produces fluid motion in every sport. Accessing this process usually comes and goes on its own, but Stephen teaches golfers how to access it on demand. Now, I can't come to the, you know, sessions that you're going to have with the University of Hawaii women's golf coaches, Lori Castillo and her assistants. I can't go to sit in on with the golfers, the women's team that you're, how can I access this training if I can't come to you?
Well, I developed an online program that, I essentially duplicated myself. It's a 3.5-hour video that would take someone a few weeks to go through. And I've also set up a certification licensing program where PGA or LPGA teachers or coaches can go through the program so they can learn how to teach their students.
Is that fluidmotiongolf.com?
Yeah, fluidmotiongolf.com has a lot of you can buy the book on the website. You could also find out more information about the certification program.
Okay, and then zonetraining.net.
Zone training, we've taught our program in 13 sports, 7 professional sports, myself and my partner. And zonetraining.net has testimonials from different athletes in different sports.
And this is the one you've been working on with Buddy Biancalana, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so I can get the book and read, And yep. I can, where do I find the 3-hour video that I can study over a few weeks?
Well, there, you would email me, or someone would email me, you know, just a request, and I would send all the information to them about it.
I see. Great. So I, then I, absolutely. Okay. What, how do I email you?
Well, my email is Stephen, is Stephen with a V, Stephen.Yellen, Y-E-L-L-I-N, at Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay. Stephen.Yellen at Gmail.
Yes.
But, and I can get your book. How do I get your book?
You can get the book, Danielle, on the website. There's a link there, and it'll take you through how to buy it.
So you can get the Fluid Motion Factor, that's the book, at fluidmotiongolf.com?
That is correct.
Excellent. Fantastic. I know that there's a lot of people. This is another fabulous gift idea for someone who's been really frustrated with the game, doesn't understand why one day they're on, one day they're off, they can't figure it out. How do they get, you know, to that place where golf is not just fun, but it's intuitive, it's instinctive, it's just, it's fluid motion. So
everybody knows that space. Everyone's trying to get there. So yeah,
in all sports. So it's not just golf. Stephen Yellen, thanks so much for being on the show, and we look forward to welcoming you. Maybe you can come back on sometime during January after you finish your.
I'd love to give my experiences with the team, and I can't tell you how excited I am to visit Hawaii. My father took his flight training in 1943 in Hawaii, so there's a little connection there.
Wow, was he over at Wheeler? Sometimes they were up at Wheeler. Sometimes they were. At Hickam, I'm not sure where he'd be. That's you'll have to go exploring.
Yeah, no, it's great. He's excited I'm going as well.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, thank you, Stephen Yellen, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Stephen Yellen works over at, all of a sudden his name went right out of my mind.
David Ledbetter.
Thank you. David Ledbetter Academy on Maui, for instance.
right,
David
exactly.
Ledbetter's Academy. And we've got a comment from Lydia Coe, who, of course, won $1 million, the CME Race to the Globe, and she is a David Ledbetter student. And Michelle Wee came home, and our mayor gave her keys to the city.
You know, David's doing great things with Michelle and Lydia and Suzanne Pedersen. You know, he's just a fabulous coach.
Fabulous. And thank you so much for being on the show, Stephen.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You have a great day, David.
You too. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk about golf some more. This is learning on the physical level, and this is a very simple program. I don't know anything about it, but when I read Keep Your Head Up, I went, I got to find out more about Kay McMahon, an LPGA teaching Hall of Famer and Golf Magazine Top 50 instructor. It's on Twitter, Education, so EDUKAY, like K's name, and then Shun, TION, golf. Education, golf, it's the 8.5 method, revered for its simplicity, ease of execution, and high success rate. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
This weekend, it's ILX weekend. Experience the feel of true city-sized luxury you'll only get from the Acura ILX at Acura of Honolulu this weekend. Its compact footprint makes it easy to maneuver and park in the toughest places. We don't have a lot of parking lots where there's that little space between cars, you know, the one that double line. This car is without peer in terms of its standard features and exceptional value and has million-dollar looks, okay? Plus, fuel economy ratings of 35 mpg EPA highway ratings. The ILX, a compelling car for Honolulu commuters. And for the holiday season, Acura of Honolulu has special leases as low as $209 a month, or remarkable rates as low as 0.9 APR for up to 72 months. Experience the ILX or the Acura of your choice at Acura of Honolulu during the Fun to Drive Winter Sales Event of Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Go down, say hi to TJ. We're going to say hi now to a woman that I wish that I would become as accomplished as she. Kay McMahon, LPGA Teaching Hall of Famer, Golf Magazine Top 50 Instructor. Welcome to the show, Kay.
Thank you for having me. How's the weather in Hawaii?
We're doing good. We'll have gusts to 50 today. But the temperature will be 83 degrees. So tell me something, Kay, if there's a 35 to 50 mile an hour wind, and everybody plays golf, you know, they call golfers ducks over here because it's raining and they're still out on the golf course. So they're going to go out in the wind. You know that. What kind of a club do I pull? If it's a 7-iron, what am I going to take?
Take your putter out. Keep it low.
Oh, I can play then.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you want to keep it under the wind.
That's great. Take your putter out, guys. Okay. Kay, when I saw keep your head up, I mean, forever, I mean, my father told me to keep my head down, you know, I don't know anything about golf 8.5. So I want you to tell us, what do you mean by keep your head up?
Well, if you, it's all about the attitude. And everyone, whether you play golf or don't play golf, or whatever, the number one thing everyone tells you on the golf course is keep your head down. It has nothing to do with your head at all of why you missed the ball, why it went right, why it went left. So I believe it's all in the attitude. It's not about your head. It's about the club head. And so the way we teach it is, number one, it's attitude. So you want to be, you know, if you're shooting 167 or 67, one of my first instructors would say to me, I don't want to be able to see whatever you're shooting by your attitude on the golf course, so they're always better be, you know, up and good. So that's why I mean keep your head up. I actually have a lot of my juniors who actually, when we're doing lessons, will actually be looking at me and hit the ball and without even looking at the ball. So that's why it's more about understanding club head than really about the ball.
Interesting. Now, I got to ask you just as an aside here. I digress. Sometimes I've watched on the LPGA a caddy assist the player by positioning the club head prior to the shot being played.
And correct. Go ahead.
No, please. It seems strange to me shouldn't that be a part of the competition that I know where to put the club head?
Well, one of the hardest things to do is you might know how to swing the golf club, but it's like shooting a gun. You might know how to shoot the gun, but you've got to be able to aim it in the right direction. So you've got not only body alignment, but you've got club head alignment. But I think the way we tend to teach it is the player really needs to know what to do. And most of my players, especially my young accomplished juniors, understand that if they go through their pre-shot routine, which we have a pretty set thing of how they do it, they know right where that club head should be. And they have a great routine of how to do that very, very consistently.
Oh, I like that, because that's one of the hardest things to do in golf is know where to put your body and how to line it up, how to the club face where it should be pointing.
Right. So if we go to what you kind of started talking about as our golf 8.5 method, usually a golfer has about 1,001 things to do do in their head in this 1.2 seconds. And so what we've done is we've boiled it down, which we call the empirical formula, into only 8.5 things. And so there's only really 4 things you do before the swing, and there's only 4.5 things that you – there's only 4 things before the swing and only 4.5 things in the swing.
Okay.
And if they do the 4 things in the swing, before the swing, in the correct order, they will know where to aim their club head. Generally, it's taught to do posture first. So we use an acronym for pre-swing, which we call G-CAP, like the cap on your head.
Okay.
Okay, and you first have to, if you first grip the club with the club up in the air, and then you put the club head down where you want to aim it, okay, then you align your feet. You don't, you'll fall automatically into your correct posture position. You won't have to do anything. Yet every amateur comes up and they set their feet first rather than setting the club first. You really want to set the club first and then your feet.
Oh, I like this. But you said put it up in the air. That's for posture.
No, that's to keep your head up.
Oh!
it actually is for two reasons. It's to keep your head up. If you look at every amateur, what they do is they put the club on the ground and then they try to put the grip with the club on the ground. So you look like you have your head in the sand. You're actually looking at your grip upside down. If you really watch how the pros do it on TV, they take the club out of the bag, they put their hands on the club with the club up in the air. That, yes. See, every amateur, whether you're a beginner or an expert, you go, you're right, that's how they do it. And so what you're really doing is you're getting the leading edge of the club perpendicular to the ground, which is a square club head. And if you do that, if you have it in the air, you not only feel the balance of the club, but you will have the appropriate pressure. So you won't have to think the appropriate pressure at all. It will just be. But if it's on the ground, you start to squeeze it too tight and your hands aren't right.
This is marvelous. Just in 2 minutes, I'm feeling I'm so much more ready to go out and play. Education Golf is the Northeast's number one golf education company, located at Granwell Golf Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts, right in the heart of the Berkshires. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Berkshires.
Berkshires. It is Berkshires. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Directed by Kay McMahon. We're talking with her right now. LPGA TCP Hall of Fame member and Golf Digest 50 Best Women Teachers in America. Your mission is to create an entertaining and enjoyable environment. I've never heard anybody say that.
Well, that's what we want. If it's entertaining, then you're going to enjoy it a whole lot more. So we really are in the entertainment business. We want you to have fun. Whether you're going to be a professional golfer or just a recreational golfer, it doesn't really matter. So if you're having fun, you're number one. If you're not having fun, you're not going to learn anything. If you're having fun, you're going to learn something.
That's so important. All teachers listening right now, I don't care what you're teaching. And Kay offers golf lessons, of course, year-round, custom golf schools, corporate golf days, corporate golf events, golf classes, workshops, teaches kids. This is all indoors?
We have an indoor facility that's 3,600 square feet with 5 hitting stations, 3 putting stations, mirrors for the wintertime, because right now we're under about 8 inches snow, and it's about 30 degrees outside with wind chill of about 10. So, but in the summertime, we're outside, and it's quite nice. And so we have a great practice facility, and we're also starting our Golf 8.5 tour. So we're taking this on the road, and we're going to go to Boston. We come back to Lenox, and then we go on to Minneapolis, and maybe at some point we might even get an invitation to Hawaii.
I was just thinking that, you know, I mean, my goodness, making golf fun. You should come for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. They have clinics sometimes. That would be fun to have you come to Hawaii. Maybe I've talked to Mary B. She's so wonderful.
I actually know Mary B. Porter very well, and she knows me because I was, like I said, past president of the LPGA. Mary B. is a great ambassador. I had the great privilege of, when I started out in the profession, of also watching Jackie Fung teach, and another great ambassador from Hawaii.
Oh, wonderful. Jackie's on the Big Island, and of course she's not able to play anymore, but we love her so much. Tell us, how did you start playing?
Well, I started playing, I came from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and my father built a little golf course, a big old golf course around the house. And we put little flags in it and flower pots in it. And so all the neighborhood kids would come and play, and we were probably about six or seven. And for a dime, it was a penny a hole and a penny for the club and ball. But I always say, I always tell the story that we've turned into entrepreneurs because at the garage, which was the lemonade stand, we sold. My mom made the lemonade. We sold the lemonade, but we kept the money. So it was. That's how I started. And both my parents played, and we played family golf and belonged to a country club. And you'll like this story too. Is that at the time my mother and I played the mother-daughter tournament at the club. And every year we won, and the other mother and daughter team always came in second because there was only the four of us. I know you get it.
That you know, that's funny. That's what I call learning competition on a very intimate level.
Exactly.
Okay, but you played, from what I can see here, and of course I went over, I've decided that I absolutely have to make a contribution to Wikipedia because I depend so much on getting background information on people, right? I understand you were player and coach, University of Minnesota volleyball team. You competed in sports, basketball, badminton, softball, track, field hockey, broom. What is broom ball?
It's you don't have skates on it. It's like ice hockey, but you're with your boots. And you play with a broom and a ball.
I didn't know they had that in college. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So like this, you know, our volleyball team that I did coach, we went to nationals, but I can't think of the year. Well, it must have been 1970. The nationals were played in Hawaii. So we got to go to Hawaii.
Wow.
And play it. And we lost our first two matches, and so we were out of the tournament, so I spent a wonderful week on the beach and learned how to surf and everything when I was in Hawaii. So.
And add surfing to her abilities.
Exactly. I fell over more than I was on the board, though.
Yeah, well, you're only here a week. I bet you would have, you know, conquered the sport, too. Do you think it's good for kids to have that kind of broad spectrum of sport experience before they narrow it down to one, let's say, golf?
Yes, I do. I probably believe that, probably coming from my parents, who wanted to get us exposed to a lot of different things, and then I think you actually fall into where you really are going to end up being. And so the more you can, whether it's in academics or whether it's in sports, I think it's good to have a broad spectrum of things to do. And so I ended up, you know, in golf, which I never thought I was going to because that was probably the least favorite of my sports then.
Wow.
But I think, yeah, the thing that I really enjoy doing, even beyond my playing days, is really teaching it. And it's not necessarily to the pro golfers, but it's really to the recreational golfers and seeing how they can really get it because of our Golf 8.5 system. As we constantly get, this is too simple, because the way I teach in swing, we only have 4.5 things to do in the swing. And I have some, like, the girl that's practicing right now, she's 15 and she hits the 270 yards.
Wow. That's you're not going to tell us what the 4 things and 4.5 things are because we have to go to one of your classes to learn. You don't have anything online, do you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you
can
do?
Go to our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel. They can always click on educationgolf.com, and that also will have little links to our learning videos. We're also starting our online academy, which means that you, wherever you are, will be able to do video lessons with you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, the method is extremely simple because what we want you to do when I have players out there is I want you, the player, to know their swing. I want them to self-correct rather than self-destruct. And so that's our main goal, so that they understand what they're doing. And I think that that's where a lot of teaching goes astray or gets it in the water for an extra stroke penalty because a lot of players don't know what's really going on. So we really teach from a point of understanding.
We're talking with Kay McMahon. She is the American Professional Golfer, Director of Instruction at Education Golf at the Cranwell Resort and Golf Club in Lenox, Massachusetts. If you're in the neighborhood, you should really I'm enjoying my conversation with you. I'd like to take a commercial break, take care of the people who make the show possible, of course, and then come back. I understand you started off in this sport of golf having to play against men. Can we talk about that after this?
Sure. Definitely.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Kapa Lua Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winner's only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
In the security business, trust is earned over time.
That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And one more station coming on at the beginning of next year, which is just a few more days from now. It's amazing how quickly time is flying. We're talking with Kay McMahon, an American professional. She's, of course, a fabulous golfer as she turned pro after being an amateur for a while. She's the director of instruction at Education Golf, and it's spelled E-D-U-K-A-Y because it's K. Shun, T-I-O-N, golf, and you can follow her on Twitter at education golf. Okay, she's in Massachusetts in Lenox at the Cranwell Resort and Golf Club. And when I talk about you turning professional in 1976, you joined the American Golf Tour. Now, we talk about Susie Whaley, who's now PGA of America secretary. Yay. And she actually qualified to play against the men as to get a position on the in the PGA Championship. And Michelle Wee was, whether or not it was good for her or not, that's not even a question. She, of course, competed against the men. But when you became a professional on the American Golf Tour, it was a men's tour. You were you the only woman playing against them?
Well, for 2 weeks, there was another player, and she was turned into an LPGA player also by the name of Vicky Furgon. So she was there for 2 weeks, and then I went on to play for about 6 months, and it was just me and about 150 guys. Wasn't bad odds at all.
Just so. Me and 150 guys. What was it like? What did that teach you?
Well, I have to admit that it was a great experience, really. They were very cooperative. They actually liked it that I was playing because whenever we went into a small town, I always got all the press because obviously I was the only woman playing. They didn't mind that because there was a lot of press. I got a lot of lessons. Some of them were good, some of them were very bad. But pretty much the cooperation was great. I mean, there was a lot of respect, and I really have to admit it was a great experience.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. And then you went into LPGA Tour qualifying, the qualifying schools, Q School, which we just had, and a number of great players have gotten their cards. Tell us a little bit. That was it 5 days of grueling golf?
Well, at the time that I was playing, it was just one qualifying school. They didn't have the regionals. It wasn't set up the same.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, it would be that all the tour players could stay on that had ever been on. And so 100 people would show up for a qualifying school, and they might take the top five and tied. So the rest, 95 of us, all went home and waited for the next till 6 months later. So I got pretty close. I went to 9 qualifying schools. I missed 3 of them by a shot.
Oh my.
So it became a little kind of depressing. But I didn't start playing golf until after college because I was playing most, well, everything that I did that I played was before Title IX. So Title IX really created a lot more opportunities for women to play golf, which is great. So it just taught me a lot of perseverance, and I kept going. But I ended up, you know, back to where I really should be is in teaching, and I really like that. But I played in 3 U.S. Opens, and like I got to play some tour events. But I started a little late, I guess.
I think that's important for people to know. We focus a lot on junior golf, and we focus a lot on young people coming up through the ranks, which is important. But for that kind of discourages. I hear a lot of people, I'm too old to start. I'm too old to play golf. And I don't think we're ever too old to start to play golf. We just need to find someone like you who focuses education, golf, 8.5. And I read the method is revered for its simplicity, ease of execution, and high success rate. It doesn't say fun. It should absolutely add the fun part in there.
You're right. Well, what is fun, what happens is because, you know, let's say we get a beginner, and inside of 10 minutes, they can hit a golf ball where they didn't think they could at all. And so then the smile lights up on their face. It's like this young lady that I have in here now practicing. We've added the fifth thing to our thing is that after every shot, you come up smiling. And I create a lot of smiles because all of a sudden people have become successful at something they didn't think they could do. That's what's really fun, and it's very simple. So they do have a lot more fun. I mean, it's like if I was playing tennis and kept hitting the ball in the net, that's not any fun.
No, you'd walk away from that. And
you walk away from that.
Yeah.
And that's why, to be perfectly honest, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, is that's why I think people walk away from the game of golf, is that we might talk about making the hole bigger, but what everybody can do is putt. What everybody can't do is get the golf ball airborne. If we teach the game more simply and more easily, more people are going to play, and they're not going to walk away from it.
I'm really glad you just said that, that everybody can putt, but not everybody can get the ball airborne, because that on the tee, the first tee, and on even beyond that, you get to tee up on the tee. But when you get into the woods, the fairway woods, and playing with irons and long distances, that's where the challenge becomes. That's where, you know, it separates everybody. And sometimes I just tell people if I'm playing with much better than I'm just going to drop on the green, and I love to putt. I can spend time there. You know, I get rewarded
well, this
for
is,
it.
Right. This is what we do with our, I have my Dr. K rules, meaning that we call them our green rules, go play. And so for my beginners, there are 3 or 4 sets of tees, and those are for different skill levels. So my beginners play 9 holes, but they only play the even holes. They never tee off at number 1. That's rule number 1. Rule number 2 is you're not playing from the tee. You're going to play from the 150-yard marker. So you're playing in. The better you get, then you go back to the 200-yard marker, and the better you get, you go back to the forward tees.
I'm liking this.
You can also, the third rule is that you get to tee everything up. You do not have to leave it on the ground. And I send them a card with it's your prescription. This is how you get to play, and I send it to Dr. K. And if anybody says you can't play this way, you show them your prescription.
You're wonderful. See, this, and that's something else. And by the way, if you're listening right now, you know, if you couldn't do this in competition, but hey, we're not competing when we go play golf.
Exactly. You're there to have fun. And so if you want to go play with other people who are, let's say, they hit the ball longer, whatever, you can still get on the green in 3, and you can still 2-putt, and you've had your 5. So it doesn't matter. And when people say, well, I'm going to pick it up, and then they put it in their pocket and they go sit in the cart, that loses self-esteem. So my rule is, let's say you're double par and you're still in the fairway. You have to pick it up, but you have to putt out, because it's a social game. Everybody ends up at the hole, so we want you to end up there with everybody else, and you get to walk to the cart together.
Bravo! Kay McMahon, I like you. This is great. You are grand. You need to come to Hawaii. This is so much fun. I'm so glad I found you. And where can everybody find you online?
They can find me online at www.educationgolf.com, but it is spelled with the K in the middle of it, so it's EDUKAYTIONGOLF.com. And even if you spell it correctly with education, you'll still end up at our website.
It's wonderful. You'll find out about K Golf 8.5, the team, instruction and rates, workshops and classes, juniors, corporate events, the shop, online academy, and how to contact them. Fantastic meeting you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, and I hope to meet you in person
That'll
sometime.
Be fun. Got to get you to Hawaii. Thank you.
All right. Will do.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back, talk with Joseph Kunick, okay, Army vet, and he has a line of clothing for men and women for the unconventional golfer. They're out there. I mean, I saw on one channel that comes from Germany, Goff, the Goff golfers. When Goff was, I don't know, has gone underground. But these kids were all dressed in black, and it was, like, very strange. No, they would not be able to play in an American country club. But I don't think they wanted to. They just wanted to go and play golf. We're going to talk a little bit about his line of clothing and how you can get yours for your unconventional golfer right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Have you ever wondered if there's a golf ball for the recreational player? You know, somebody that doesn't get to get out there all the time and doesn't know exactly. Hey, there is. Bridgestone Golf makes one. It's called Fix, F-I-X. And the winner this morning of our Bridgestone Golf Fix golf balls is Guy Shindo from Mililani. Congratulations. By the way, if you turn your phone on silent, don't ever lose it. And congratulations to all of you in the Golf Channel Am Tour. The tournament is underway. Wailea Gold and Emerald courses both sold out because the Golf Channel Am Tour is underway, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now let's talk with Joseph Kunick. He's going to be on the show last weekend, but due to family problems, a puppy who was not feeling well, and now I understand a kitty cat's not feeling well either. Joseph Kunick, creator and founder and owner of Birth Golf Death, unconventional golf apparel for the course and street, avid golfer and Army vet. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me, Danielle. Good to be back.
It's good to be with you right now. Tell me, okay, since I opened it up to this question, how's puppy? I know puppy's 13 years old, but in their hearts, they're always puppies.
Right, especially when they're a little Italian greyhound. It's like a baby with gray hair. Doing better. Got his balance back, and the kidney's doing better, too. We might have to take him back in on Monday to see if his leg's actually broke. I think it's just a sprain, but he seems to be doing better.
You know, I had a cat. I've had cats most of my life. She broke her leg. I think she was trying to get away from a creature that was chasing her. She was in a cast while I was, when I brought my son home from the hospital. He had just been born. So I had this, had a newborn and I had a cat in a splint. What a day that was. I just hope everything is going to be perfect for your holiday season, Joseph. Now let's talk about, as I'm sure you'd like to, how did you come up with birth, golf, death?
Well, you know what, to be honest, one day I went looking on the internet for a cool golf t-shirt because I didn't have any. I'm kind of a t-shirt, you know, pink pants kind of guy, and everything I found, I would never wear it. You know, it was things like play golf with your Big Johnson or it takes, like, I am not wearing this. And, you know, I had some ideas in the past, and my wife was like, just print up a couple. Let's see how they do. And she has her own business, and we were doing a craft show in downtown Denver, and we put the shirts up, and they almost sold out. So I kind of caught on to something. But it pretty much came from nobody was making what I'd want to wear, so I made it.
Well, this is one of the things on his shirt, for instance. When I die, I'm playing the Fairway to Heaven. Buddha, Water Hazard of Delusion. I like Hooker. It's just straight and to the point, don't you? Yes.
Yeah, that's my latest one. But what I'm getting now is I created that one for women, but I'm getting a lot of men that want to wear it. So I'm actually going to be putting it on a men's shirt here pretty soon.
So we can go to birth, golf, death. I want to know how the name came up.
You know, it was pretty much I just love golf so much that it looks like I was born, I'm going to play golf, and then I'm going to die.
Got it. I've always assumed that was why you came up with that, because you can play golf from the beginning of your life to the end of your life.
And, right.
And your mascot, he's an interesting creature, sort of.
That's Victor.
Victor's on, I'm wearing do you know I have two jackets from birth, golf, death? They got great jackets. I'm wearing my wind jacket today. It's going to be like 35 to 50 in places. It's a fabulous, the green jacket. Wonderful. I still wear that all the time, Joseph. And I have my black jacket for when it gets really cold. Maybe I'll take it to D.C. to wear underneath a coat because, you know, I'm going to look like about a 300-pound gorilla when I'm walking around in 35-degree temperatures. I haven't been in that cold in so long. Love your jackets. Love your apparel. Men's and women's apparel, kids' apparel, stickers, headwear, including brimmed beanies, embroidered towels. The website is birthgolfdeath.com. Joseph, yep. What does your wife have?
She has a line of home spa products, therapeutic products like sleep masks and eye pillows and heating wraps. And she also makes some home decor pillows and quirky little shaped heart star and tree pillows.
Okay.
And we make them all by hand. We both work out of the same studio together. We help each other out on both companies.
And what is her website?
Her website is candyandy.com. And that's C-A-N-D-I-A-N-D-I. And her name is Andrea, and we came up with that name, which was her nickname as a child, because she used to love to eat candy so much, Candy Andy. And when we look at her small little heart pillows, she thought they looked like eye candy, so the name just kind of came together.
That's great. That's great. Okay, so candyandy.com and birthgolfdeath.com. We're talking about these two sites where you can find unusual gifts for the unconventional golfer in your family, young people who, you know, you can wear it on the course, off the course. It's for on course, off course, t-shirts, but you also have the regular golf shirt, right?
Oh, yeah. I have polos that you can wear on the course, jackets that have all been worn by golfers to get feedback. You know, they won't hinder your swing. I also want to point out that I do a lot of custom orders. I create t-shirts for tournaments and fundraisers. And you pretty much call me with any idea and we'll come up with something.
Excellent. Can we reach you at a birth, golf, death when you said call me? Do you want to give out a number or do you just want them to go to your website?
They can call me if they'd like at 607-239-4710 or on the website, just click contact us and that brings them directly to me via email.
Excellent. Do you use the new fabrics that are out, the wicking fabrics, the state-of-the-art fabrics?
Oh, yeah. All the shirts are state-of-the-art, high-end, moisture-wicking, UV protection, you name it.
Oh, so they're also, you get the protection from the sun as well?
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent.
I have my line of industrial polos, I like to call them. They're actually the Dickies short-sleeve polos. So they got pockets with flaps. Again, a little unconventional, but they're probably, I'll sell my regular golf polos 2-to-1 now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Look. It's interesting how you how you find, like, for instance, the beanies that you're selling.
Yep.
Okay. Irons are a girl's best friend. You have that as a shirt or a sticker. Your stickers are selling as well.
Yeah, they're actually doing very well.
Excellent. Be the Ball comes as a sticker or a shirt. And what is the best-selling one?
The best-selling one is I Love to Spank Whitey.
You know, when I asked that question, I was afraid you were going to say that. That's wonderful. All right.
It's on my page to let people know that when we lived in Denver, that's kind of what the saying was. You call up your buddy, hey, let's go spank Whitey, meaning we're going to go hit the little white ball.
Right, right.
Now that I'm out here on the East Coast, I get a lot of looks sometimes.
Yeah, I bet you do. I think masochism at its finest, golf, masochism at its finest is one of the, you know, for some of us is probably more apropos. Okay, I like your limited edition canvas messenger bag. This is all at Birth, Golf, Death. Love it on Twitter. Someone said, thank you for turning me on to your site. And Joseph Kunick, Candy Andy is his wife. CandyAndy.com has a nice, for your computer keyboard, you know, a wrist rest. And it's filled with a really nice scent, lavender. So these, yep. All of these different opportunities for gifts. How did you do over Cyber Monday, the weekend?
We probably had our best one ever, and we're still, this is probably our best holiday ever. I think a lot of people are finally touching on about supporting small business America. You know, we work out of our studio, everything's handmade, and it's just, you get better quality that you can't get in mass-produced product.
Fabulous. Joseph, always good having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dad, you know what, I hope we get to meet up. You're going to be in D.C., that's not too far away.
Really? You know, yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to get much out of the house. Once my son gets me from the airport, I might be staying, you know, housebound. No, I'm going to go explore. The kids won't let me stay in the house. Thanks very much.
I'd rather
much.
Come to Hawaii anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they would, as a matter of fact. But for now, Grandma's going there. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Kapalua Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winner's only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5 Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
If you're looking for those 2-1 Hyundai Tournament of Champions tickets, you can find them at MauiNow.com, special for Kama'aina. Lydia Ko, 17 years old, LPGA Tour player, youngest person to win an LPGA Tour event at one time, the only amateur to win two LPGA events, that still stands. Amateur, she never missed a cut in 25 professional tournaments. She turned pro. In October of last year, she was granted the request to join the LPGA Tour before she turns 18. So here she is, April. She's named Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People list. She's won three events on the LPGA Tour in 2014, including the CME Race for the Globe. That came, of course, with that $1 million bonus. And after her win, this is for all of you, okay? After her win, she was asked what she thought she needed to do to improve her golf game.
I think, no, there is no perfection, and even if I shoot a 10 under, I know I'm going to find a little mistake or a little putt that I'm going, oh, I wish I had that. And you know, I think, you know, my game needs work in every area. You know, it's definitely helped, and the day I'm hitting the ball well, you know, I wasn't putting it well. So this week, everything was, my putting really helped, and that's definitely one of the biggest things I'm going to work on.
Congratulations to the 2014 Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions. Boys 7-10, Go Nakatsukaza, and the girls 7-10, Shelby Keolanui, and in the boys 11-12, Taylor John McGarity, and the girls 11-12, Jennifer Koga, and the boys 13-14, Evan Kawai, girls 13-14, Malia Nam, gross girls 15-18, Aiko Leong of Honolulu, and let's see, who else do we have here? I think we've got boys on the sheet. Here we go. Boys, Kyle Supa. Congratulations to all of you. You're all winners, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And get over to Poipu Bay Golf Course, because if you get a foursome package, buy a foursome package for $250, tax included, you get one free round of golf. That takes care of a Christmas present, excuse me, a holiday present, and something for yourself. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years, over 10 years. Outstanding golf course. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right as soon as possible. That's Creative Plumbing. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discounts at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Alert Alarm, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or your smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. And Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. That is, they come on your property, they take a look, see where you are vulnerable, get protection for your home or your business. They put that in place for your concert or a special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the STAR team on your property. STAR protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.